Satnam, everybody. We've been, let's see, November 5th, 2013. Good to have computers in front of you that help you focus on time and space as we change times. Wow. Just feeling in a rush of frequencies, and we were just discussing about that. Today is kind of a synergy merged call with Saint Germain and Yogi Bhajan, and I'm feeling that what I'm seeing and feeling is that they're actually merging their frequencies for us and for the good of the Earth, the upliftment of the planet. And we're focusing especially today on how to bring forth the frequencies of abundance in connection with divine abundance. Because in 3D, we've been programmed with linear, first three chakra, prosperity or abundance, the hypnosis in general on the planet. And I'm not saying for the people on the call, but we're holding the space to start to break up the hypnotic frequencies that abundance is power over, or abundance or having success is taking advantage of someone who's less powerful than you, or, you know, any group of people, whether it's, you know, children in sweatshops making clothes or whatever it happens to be. So I'm feeling that what we were talking about is seeing these shifts. And we were also talking about feeling, and I was seeing, as Sharon was talking about, what she was seeing from a ship that she'd been experiencing, the light that was coming from the ship. And so what we're experiencing is that these frequencies coming from the ships are actually helping us re-pattern or re-encode or get the new codes, the new divine codes, so we can feel the full range of everything that we need, getting grounded from the earth, the abundance of the earth, through to the abundance of heaven. So it's an interweaving, and it's a DNA activation to actually get the light frequencies in our strands, in the strands of human DNA. And I'm seeing it as kind of a purple-violet filament that's being wrapped around and activated in our DNA right now. And I'm feeling that Saint Germain is helping us with that. So that's also our activation of our Kundalini. Yogi Bhajan's nodding his head. Oh, he's so funny. So we are working with divine abundance today. How we activate the divine mind to bring forth these new frequencies. So we'll talk a little bit about astrology, and then we will move into some aspects about the activation of divine abundance with the shimmering DNA violet flame activation in connection with our Kundalini rising from the center of Mother Earth all the way up to the central sun. It's a stretch, but we can do it. I mean, I just think it's really awesome to feel that our minds, when connected to our radiant bodies, can actually basically feel the frequencies from the center of the Milky Way galaxy, which is where we get the transmissions from, so to speak, God, Creator, Divine Spirit, coming through, the frequencies that come through, that we can channel them all the way into Gaia. And I'm actually seeing these crystals in the center of Gaia being lit up with these purple frequencies, and that just holding the frequency on the call, holding the energy, being the container, that we're actually shifting the field into divine abundance, abundance that has all the colors, that has the consciousness of uplifting all of humanity. That divine abundance, they want me to repeat that. Saint Germain's talking to us. That divine abundance carries the frequency to uplift all of humanity. divine abundance carries the frequency to uplift all of humanity, so that when we feel abundant, it's a wellspring from the heart. And he's saying that it never ends. It's not the kind of abundance zero-sum game where if I take more, then there's less for you. If I take what I need, then you don't get what you need. So this is not zero-sum abundance. This is eternal abundance that springs forth from the divine, that the divine is effervescent and always giving to us. Wow, okay. So we had a beautiful, beautiful, the second of the eclipses on Sunday. We talked about it last Tuesday. And this was a new moon eclipse. So this is a powerful space, vortex, portal. The eclipses are actually portals in olden times or different cultures. Eclipses were, in superstitious times, were seen as scary, that the light was being stopped. Something was happening, something ominous. But actually, they're just portals. They're a time when there's a break in the, we'll just say, old programs, so that there can be an adjustment in the field, a new portal. So it's like a stargate. So this eclipse with the new moon in Scorpio created actually a new portal, a new stargate, and I think that's why we're seeing the shifts more, and also why we're feeling them, and I'm actually feeling them right now, and I know we all do, but I actually do work with the galactics a lot. And I'm feeling that with the eclipse stargate, that they're more able to connect with our frequencies here. In other words, we're getting more matched up. So these eclipses and moving into these ascension frequencies and raising our consciousness is actually able to bring us closer together. So the lineup is happening. So that's really what was happening with the eclipse. So, you know, some of the planets that we were working with was a Uranus-Pluto square, which we've talked about, Uranus being our personal relationship to external authority, to the world around us. So it's a personal revolution. It's a personal evolutionary planet. So it's a revolution in our minds to open up new belief systems, new thought patterns, new ways of viewing and interacting with the world around us. And it's very appropriate that we're talking about grounding and really feeling the earth. And right now I'm just looking at some trees outside my window, and I'm actually feeling the presence of the trees really connect with me more. It's not like I'm just looking at them, I'm actually feeling them. And that feels different to me, because I've been looking at especially this one big pine tree since it was planted, I don't know, 20 years ago. And I'm actually feeling its presence and how protective it is. It's really beautiful. I almost feel like crying. My eyes are a little wet. I'm so grateful right now. I just feel so much gratitude for the protection of the mother, so that we can raise our consciousness in a safe field. So Uranus, Pluto, it's personal, you know? It gets personal, and that's what causes us to change, right? If it's some concept out there that someone's telling us to do, or someone's telling us to believe something, unless we feel, you know, personally impacted, then there's no synergy of change. So this is personal. Pluto's our deepest Scorpio, you know, our deepest feeling. So to change in our deepest core beliefs. And we had Mars opposite Chiron. We talked about Chiron and Pisces, 12th house. Spiritual divine connection. So Mars, what drives us, what moves us forward? Mars is the red planet, right? So it's like the passion, the mother, the earth. So the Mars energy is the passion of the mother to merge with the divine. It's pure ascension frequencies, the Mars opposite Chiron. It's like, wow, now they're lined up. The spiritual divine frequencies are really lined up with Mother Earth. So we had Mercury conjuncting the north node of the moon. What does that mean? Mercury's our mind. Where are we going? You know, north node is north is where we're going, the north node of the moon. Where we're going in relationship to the goddess, to the mother, to the earth. So it's aligning our minds, aligning our thoughts. It's really aligning our belief systems with the depths of our being, with our multidimensional divine self. So we did have the Scorpio energy. So Scorpio is the depths of everything. And I don't know. The energy for me on Halloween night was just very scattered. Everybody getting into their dark side, but I guess that needed to come out to be expressed. So it's an expression of the depths, could be the dark side, unexpressed power, and then getting that aligned with this new Stargate. So that's what we've been working with. There's actually a lot more, but I want to talk a little bit more about Saint Germain and the manifestation. So moving right along. So Saint Germain is an ascended master that works with bringing freedom in all of its form to the earth. And he's never actually hasn't died. He's able to transmute from spirit to the physical form. He's able to hold a physical form. Maybe it's sort of holographic. It doesn't really matter, but originally he's been many different forms. He was said to be there at the signing of the Declaration of Independence. He was said to be Francis Bacon, who pretended to die actually on Easter Sunday in 1626. Supposedly, according to what's talked about him, and you can research it more on your own as you like, but he's worked through many, many incarnations, many forms, and all of them have to do with, as I said, bringing freedom and liberation to the earth. And it also has to do with liberating the finances on the planet so that everyone can have physical as well as emotional and, as I talked about a minute ago, divine abundance rather than being enslaved. So right now we have a slave mentality on the planet that we're all breaking out of, and it was supposedly started by the Anunnaki who were an extraterrestrial race that came to the planet supposedly maybe 200,000 years ago, a long time ago, and created a genetically hybrided slave race to mine gold for them. So this has been a long process. We've been waiting a long time for this moment to ascend, for the blackbird to fly, as the Beatles would say. So this ascension process has been helped by many ascended masters, but specifically Saint Germain, and I hear Yogi Bhajan say, yeah, he worked with Saint Germain. He works with Saint Germain now, and also worked with him when he was embodied here in on the planet LA, New Mexico, wherever those of us spent time with him. But Saint Germain specifically has a lot of what he calls decrees, and we could say our mantras are similar, where you really embody what he's saying and really bring through those frequencies of the violet flame of transmutation. It's alchemical, as our mantras that we were taught by Yogi Bhajan are also alchemical. So when we combine the violet ray, that power of commanding, Yogi Bhajan used to say, he didn't just walk around praying. He said, didn't say that praying was a passive experience. He said he would walk around throwing his arms into the air saying, I command thee. And when somebody would give him a gift, when we saw him, we always gave him gifts. I usually gave him a crystal. Sometimes I brought flowers, but I usually would pray with a crystal like Jotsi or something. And then I would give him a crystal. I'd put the crystal with when I was reading the Sri Guru Granth Sahib. And he would, and if somebody gave him a gift and they needed a certain prayer, they needed something to happen in their life, he was saying he would put the gifts and the prayers on his altar, and he was walking around and he would command God to make things happen for people, you know. So he would, like, really with an alchemical intentionality and focus of purpose and vibrational tone, really bring into being, command into being that which needed to be brought through from the ether. So with the connection with the spaceships and the violet ray and the ascended master so close to us, it's more doable, so to speak, for us to synergize these light frequencies with the earth. And that's why we're so, as I said, so into the topic of grounding. So as you ground and walk barefoot on the earth and smear mud all over your naked body, however you choose to ground, just remember what I'm feeling Saint Germain is telling us, to remember not only to feel the earth, but bring in the new frequencies from the UFOs. They're like step down transformers from the frequencies coming from the central sun of the Milky Way galaxy. That the frequencies come, they're, because they're such high frequencies that if we were able, we were really receiving them directly in this physical form that we're in, that it would melt us. So the intensity comes into the spaceships, and they have ways to filter them so that they're not harmful for us. So they're filtering these frequencies so we can get them a lot more gently, and we can, so when we're connecting with the earth, and you know, for me, I walk on the beach barefoot, so to activate the purple ray of transmutation and let that come through our bodies, in our feet, to the crystalline core of the earth. So that's our homework this week. So we're being actually asked, we have the divine blessing, and I feel filled with gratitude to be allowed to participate in this way, and it's so beautiful to fulfill this mission. And I love what Yogi Bhajan said, you know, as you serve, so shall you be served. And I am feeling us serving the planet, and we will be traveling around different places. I was shown that, you know, I don't want to put a time frame, but I was shown that when we started talking, being in Israel in different places, and I hadn't really seen that specific image before, and it just popped into me as a group. And I know that we have places that we want to go and we will go, but this was different. This was different. The image was shown to me. You will be here. So I felt it. I felt the image in the present moment, and that's also one of the ways to that miracles are created, is like the hologram of the image is experienced or shown, the holographic image, and bringing it, connecting it with 3D, with our 10 bodies, and breathing it in, then we become a blueprint for the divine. We become the divine blueprint, or the holographic image of what it is that we want to bring through. And I hear Saint Germain saying that we can even do that even for whatever it is that we want to interact with in that way, in that holographic merging way, to get that image. And he's saying we can do it for the currency exchanges too that we're working with, to bring that abundance through, to have the physical flow to fund our travels and projects. So I feel good about that. That's really interesting. Wow. So, I'm just wanting to share some words of Saint Germain with you. I'm feeling it's very lovely to have him here with us today. And so I'm wanting to share some of his words on this call. And I'm hearing what he's saying is, O love divine, in thy magic power of transmutation, we assert thy power in cleansing and purifying the world of human mistakes and human creations. Thou art the eternal victory, the golden pathway of attainment for every student of the light. And through thy transcendent power, the masters, with their mighty radiation from the blessing of the earth and mankind, will find many desirable changes taking place, greater health, happiness, and prosperity being restored, a deeper sense of love, and a greater desire for justice in the hearts of mankind everywhere. In many channels, human selfishness will be greatly transcended through the feeling of pure love which will generate within the heart, enabling all to govern the human sense and cause all that can believe, that can feel, to move into the desire to bless. So we're moving into this frequency of feeling the blessings coming into our hearts, and we're radiations that we're blessing just with this transmutation ray, with opening our heart. We're able to bless the whole planet because we're putting it into the ethers, into the frequency, into the world around us. So, wow. Okay. So let's fill the purple ray, and we'll fill Yogi Bhajan working with us, and we'll move into a chant. The Hara chant. The Hari Nam chant. So Hari, pulling in at the navel center, green energy mixed with the purple ray, connecting with the heaven and the earth, the crystalline frequencies. So we'll command into being divine abundance, the theme for the call for today, divine abundance.
Hari Nam.
And Saint Germain works as Yogi Bhajan with what Saint Germain calls God the Mighty I Am Presence. And so one thing that he says, it is my wish that every one of the students send forth this truth in conscious radiation at least once a day. And this is it. God the Mighty I Am Presence is governing with invincible power everywhere in the hearts and minds of mankind. So that is Saint Germain's request for us for the weekend. And now we're getting homework from two people.
I love homework.
Double jeopardy. Double pleasure. No, that's beautiful. Oh, wow. My third eye is just, my face is kind of warm and radiating. I feel like my third eye. How's everybody else feeling?
Yes. I feel elevated and calm and just beautiful.
Well, I'm feeling that we finally had a breakthrough. I mean, I feel that there's been so much chaos and discord, to use a word, and unsettled us. And I'm really feeling today a deeper sense of peace and a flowing connection with these different energies woven together than I have in a long time. So I just wanted to say thank you, everybody.
Yes.
I'm really feeling we're finally getting
yes.
We're finally getting a break and a breakthrough.
Yeah.
It must be the new Stargate. Did you feel that as kind of when we talked about the eclipse, a new Stargate or portal opening? What did you feel? Anybody else feel that?
Yeah.
So I'm feeling that we can call upon that Stargate portal to bring through divine frequencies, and I'm not only feeling, I'm seeing that we are instructed to. Oh no, two masters. I'm seeing that we are requested and instructed to, that it will help continue to activate the Stargate portal to be even more available, are the words I'm hearing, to the Earth. If we keep focusing on that and working with the bringing these frequencies through as we do our homework assignment to walk barefoot and channel the divine earth. Wow. Whoa. Just saying that, I'm getting swirlies. I'm getting the swirlies. The spiral goddess energy, the Kundalini. I'm having a Kundalini rising moment. Is anybody else?
I can sense that too, yes, yes. It's very, very beautiful, very powerful. Like even when you were saying what Saint Germain was, you know, telling us, oh my gosh, I was just, you know, so grateful, so, my gosh, you know, like you said, tearing up, you know, so, oh my gosh, yes. Beautiful.
Very strange. Yeah, right now I'm just feeling this whole layer of density that this new Stargate is just helping to release. It's almost as if it opened up a portal and some of the 3D densities are actually being released up through that portal for transmutation, you know, recycling. Transmutation is a nice word. Recycling is also recycling, you know? Reformed, recreated. Oh, yeah, we had all those retrograde words last time, all of RE words, but yeah. I'm just feeling relief right now. And gratitude.
We have well, Germain and Yogi Bhajan, these two powerful masters.
I feel really blessed that they came together for
I know.
Work with us today. It's like, wow.
We are very grateful.
Yeah.
And we are very thankful.
Jurgen, could you email Saint Germain message that he wants us to say?
Yeah,
I'll put it on the activation page.
I'll put it on the activation page, yes.
Right.
Yeah. Wow, I just feel so released and liberated in this moment. Thank you, everyone, for your Stargate activation today. Talk to Stargate activation team.
I love the fact that you saw us in Israel. I loved it. I was like so happy.
Me too. I hadn't.
And we said that we're actually going to be there. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I was concerned that we are going to be there and that we're meant to be there and, you know, help with human activation in your area. Like, I feel so blessed.
Yeah, it's a beautiful country. There's so many, you know, all these biblical places, which I use for, you know, I don't. When you look at things like Betsy, a lot of metaphors, stories about why it's there and how is it there and how it got there. And they're beautiful, beautiful metaphor for consciousness and growth.
Yay. So good.
And so I'm excited to guide and say, oh, I know this story.
You are our guide. Oh, wow. Beautiful. Okay, well, I'm going to post the message on Shakti Activation.
The homework.
The homework from the two masters. But it's such a blessing to feel that they'll be walking with us this week.
Yes.
I'm indeed. Like, they're laughing. You're like, yeah, one on each side. Or wait, which side? I mean, they're sort of joking around. They're funny. No, one in front, one in back, one above, one below. They're like, hey, we're multidimensional beings at this point. We can be anywhere you need us.
Circle.
They're just saying, let us walk before you if you're walking into a difficult situation or having difficulty with something. In other words, they're encouraging us to actually call on them and work with them this week, because they're saying they're making themselves especially available to us. And I see Saint Germain kind of like in kind of a curtsy type bow, like in that 1700s, like how he wore shoes with diamonds and everything. And took his hat off, and he has kind of the fancy clothes, sort of like tails, sort of with his hat, and he's like his hand extended. It's really beautiful. But it's funny also. It's very endearing.
That's beautiful.
And Yogi Bhajan's laughing. He goes, okay, just touch my feet. Keep grounded here. He's like, okay, Saint Germain, I got to keep my crew grounded. So his Yogi Bhajan's image for this week is to imagine that we're touching his feet. He helps us keep grounded, of course. And actually, maybe, you know, we can probably pictures of Yogi Bhajan's feet on Google Images. I'll look for one and put a link, too. So.
This
is funny. trained by our masters. It's so good. That's very good. Okay, everybody, I'm going to put the links up, and I'll look forward to working with these energies with everybody this week.
And thank you, Yogi Bhajan. Thank you, Guru Kiran, for a beautiful, beautiful conference.
Thank you. Smiling. I'm just smiling because I got so much. I feel like I'm getting sleep this week, finally. Thank you, everybody, for your.
Don't forget to be grounded.
Don't forget to be grounded. I'm going to go work.
It's not known. I love you guys.
Love you all. Bye.
And have a wonderful trip. That's free.
Have a great time in Iceland.
Playing in mud for us.
Yeah, she's probably taking a call at work. All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.